Greetings again, followers of Jesus. It's Pastor Bob. It's June 8th, Monday, and we are preparing for episode 8 of John in June. I hope you're ready. If you're not, get ready. Get your stuff together. Got your volt of candle going here today, and a little coffee and milk mixture. So good. It's a beautiful day once again, and some of us had a wonderful Sabbath day yesterday. Amen. And special thanks to Ed Collar for helping with the service yesterday in a mighty major way. Really enjoyed that service. Well, hope you got your sandals on. Hope you got your bag ready, because we're going to cover two real important events in the Gospel of John today. After that wonderful teaching that Jesus gave us yesterday, remember that? Laying out for us paragraph after paragraph, really, of who he is, what his authority is, what his witnesses can do, what he can do. Just an amazing set of scripture. But today's a little different. Today is about signs. Remember signs? So let's get started and see where Jesus takes us today. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now, there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, but they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat. And immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. And that completes our journey with Jesus in June from the Gospel of John for today, episode 8. But Jesus still has some words for us. So let's have a seat, take our packs off, kick off the sandals. Maybe have a sip of grog here. And listen. He says, I want you to be all mine, filled with the light of my presence. I gave everything for you by living as a man, then dying for your sins, and living again. Hold back nothing from me. Bring your most secret thoughts into the light of my love. Anything you bring to me, I transform and cleanse from darkness. I know everything about you, far more than you know of yourself. But I restrain my yearning to fix you, waiting instead for you to come to me for help. Imagine the divine restraint this requires, for I have all power in heaven and on earth. Seek my face with a teachable spirit. Come into my presence with thanksgiving, desiring to be transformed. And that completes our recording for today. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. We'll be back tomorrow with episode 9. And until then, open your eyes, unclog your ears, look and listen to the glory of God all around you.